Well, I think the from a business point of view, the businesses are running at three different speeds. There's a group who are doing very well, predominantly the FDIs, and they're export-driven. There's a group of businesses in the middle who would be, you know, challenged, but, you know, they're washing their face and the bottom line is healthy. However, there's a bottom tier that are hurting, and they would be all construction-related companies and retail and hospitality sectors.
And I suppose it's the latter two that will be listening perhaps most intently to what has to be said when it comes around to this budget.
Oh, absolutely. And I think for the companies, and they are in the minority, but they are a significant number who are hurting, that we need to, as an employer organization, focus and support these companies to make sure that they stay in business and maintain employment.
Competitiveness is a big issue, but it can often be hard to be competitive when you're facing, you know, higher rates and other challenges compared to businesses just across the border. That's something, do you believe, needs to be looked at? How important is it?
Well, I think we've made very significant strides in that whole area of labour costs, and there's a very sensible approach been applied over the past 2 years to that, and that's showing in the positive outcomes. The real area in regard to competitiveness that we have to focus on and really introduce change is in the whole area of energy costs and local authority charges. Both of these are crippling business at the moment.
The big fear out there, though, is that if the right decisions aren't made, it will stifle, you know, people's confidence, which will lead to them not spending enough money, which then puts the pressure on the businesses. Is that a fair enough assessment, do you think?
Well, absolutely. I think the situation is that people are bet into the ground in regard to the negativity that's out there and the spin that's put on the people's attitude is that there's little or no confidence, and we have to build our confidence. We have to focus on positivity, and we have to get people back out spending money in our local retail shops and investing to get our economy back on track.